chapter 29. The escapers ran toward the outer gates and the perimeter walls, hotly pursued by Clud, Ashleg and a band of soldiers. Sarmina, keeping her usual vigil at the upstairs window, had armed herself with bow and arrow, in the hope that she might spot Argilor, disposing of Fortunata's remains. Hubbub broke out down on the parade ground. Without hesitation, she fitted an arrow to a bow and took aim at Gingivere's back. Cogs slipped from Gingivere's paw hold. He rolled into a ball, hitting the ground harmlessly. Gingivere bent to pick him up, as Mask dashed up from behind to see if he could help. The Queen of the Thousand Eyes had already loosed the deadly shaft. As Gingivere picked Cogs up, he heard Mask grunt behind him. Thinking the otter was urging him to hurry, the wildcat dashed for the gates with his precious burden. He knocked the bar aside and pushed one gate open. The woodlanders flooded in. Ferdy and Cogs were passed from paw to paw until they were out of the danger zone. Freed of his burden, Gingivere turned to see his rescuer staggering slowly across the parade ground as the Katir soldiers closed in on him. With a fearsome cry and a bound, Gingivere was at Mask's side. Holding him up, he supported the injured creature through the gate, while the otters and squirrels stood fearlessly in line on the open parade ground, driving Clud, Ashleg and the soldiers back to the barracks under a hail of arrows, javelins and rocks. Sarmina joined Clud in the main hallway, with a band of reinforcements at her back.
Come on!
She shouted furiously.
There is! Outnumbered, we're not going to retreat from our own parade ground. Get out there!
Clud was enraged at being taken by surprise on his own territory. With a bellow, he dashed recklessly out into the open. Encouraged by Queen and Captain, the forces of Katir flooded out across the open ground. Madly, Sarmina raced ahead of them, spurred on by her own fury. Skipper and Lady Amber decided it was time to make a tactical withdrawal. Their mission was accomplished as far as getting the escape party out of Quintier was concerned. Besides, the woodland troops were far outnumbered by the hordes of Sarmina's soldiery. The far side of the parade ground was black with soldiers who swarmed forwards regardless of missiles. The woodlanders fired a parting volley, then ducked out behind the doors.
Lively now, mates!
Skipper roared.
Follow Gingivere and Mask. Make sure they get home safe. Amber and me'll slow them up a bit here.
As the gates opened outward, it was but the work of a moment for the otter and the squirrel to place two sizable wooden wedges beneath each gate and bang them home firmly with rocks. Thinking ahead, Sarmina guessed that the gates would have been barred to slow her progress. Standing on the backs of several soldiers, she sprang up, gained a claw hold on top of the gates, and vaulted over with great agility. Tearing out the wedges with feverish energy, she pulled the doors open. The woodlanders had had no time to cover their tracks, so it was plain to see which route they had taken. Sarmina pointed east into Mossflower.
Follow me. Stay together and obey my commands. We might not catch them, but there's an even chance these tracks may lead to their hideout.
Deep in the woodland shade, Mask and Gingivere were travelling slowly. The otter was breathing laboriously, often halting to lean against trees, but he insisted on walking unaided. Gingivere was puzzled and concerned for his rescuer.
Mask, what's the matter, friend? Are you hurt?
The strange otter gave a wry grin and shook his head.
I'm all right. Listen, that must be Skipper and the crew coming this way.
The otters were boisterously recounting their victory over Katir.
Soldiers! Vermin more like!
Aye, it took 20 our number to make us back off, eh, Skip?
I must have used 2 pouches of rocks on their thick skulls.
I could throw one of them further than they could hurl their own spears.
What a bunch of blunderers. Good job they've got the cat to lead them, or they'd be lost in their own headquarters.
Hey, you two, what are you doing hanging about here?
Skipper bounded up, twirling his sling.
Mask, me old shipmate, you did us proud back there.
I think he's been hurt.
Gingivere whispered in Skipper's ear. Mask straightened up and began walking doggedly forward.
Leave me alone. I'll be all right.
Look, Skip, it's his back.
Bula pointed to the wet patch spreading across Mask's cloak. Mask staggered a few paces, then fell heavily. Skipper dashed across and knelt by Mask. Gently, he drew back the cloak to reveal the broken arrow shaft protruding from the otter's grey fur. Sarmina's arrow had found its mark, not in Gingivere as she intended, but deep in the back of Mask. Skipper supported the wounded otter's head, had he said encouragingly.
Hold on, matey. We'll get you back home and patch you up in a brace of shakes. Strike me colours. One measly arrow isn't going to stop a freebooter like you.
Mask shook his head, a slow smile playing on his lips.
Someone at the gates of Dark Forest must have put my name on that arrow. At least I made it back in a moss flower.
Hot tears sprang into Skipper's brown eyes.
Don't say that, messmate. Wouldn't be the same without you.
Mask leaned close to Skipper's ear.
Do me one last favour, Skip.
Anything. You just name it.
Promise me that you won't tell little Spike and Posey about this. Say that Uncle Mask has gone to live far away.
Skipper wiped Mask's brow gently with his paw.
On my affidavit, brother.
The grey otter nodded slowly. His curious eyes clouded over as he lay back peacefully and went limp. Skipper stood up. He sniffed, grubbing grimy paws against his eyes.
Listen, crew. We're taking him back to the River Moss. He liked it there. We'll stow him under a willow on the bank. And that way he'll always be near the sound of the water he loved. Tie some slings together and make a stretcher, mates.
Gingivere stepped forward. He picked Mask up from the earth, holding him firmly in his strong paws.
Please, let me have the honour of carrying him. He rescued us from Katir prison. Ferdy, Cogs and myself, we owe him our lives.
Skipper turned away.
So be it.
Thus passed the Mask, the strange one who lived alone in Mossflower, the otter, who was master of many disguises.